Hi everyone, welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. I hope you are well. This week we are chatting about adapting to our new routines. Things like juggling an art business while also homeschooling, making sure that you get out and exercise so you don't get cabin fever, and figuring out what your new non-negotiables are. Before we get into the conversation, this week's podcast is brought to you by our free class, Abstract Collage Creations. So if you're looking for something that is soothing and you want to nurture your art practice during this time, head on over to laurahornart.com/resources. We've been absolutely blown away. We have nearly 5,000 people on this class at the moment and it's growing every day. It's been so wonderful to see all of your collage creations. And one of the things that I love the most is how people are adapting this class to what they have at home. So we're seeing all sorts of different types of collages and mark making. There's a lot of freedom and a lot of interesting and new ideas coming out of the class. One more thing before we start. As always, we love to share one of our reviews of the week. This week's review is from the Purpose Without Pressure episode. It's from Twinna Twin B from Apple Podcasts in Canada. And the review is, "Thank you so much for providing us with a calm space to continue creativity in this worldwide pandemic. Your husband speaking in the end about taking care of his precious family, his pride of you, and his care surrounding your anxiety brought me nearly to tears." Well, that's lovely. And I have to say, Richie, that's not the only person that said the same thing to me. We've had quite a few comments that people were very touched by the last episode.
Oh, that's very nice.
And we're continuing this conversation today. I know last week's episode was fairly short. To be honest, we were in a bit of shock with everything that was going on. But we've had a bit of time to kind of calm ourselves down, dare I say it. And today we're chatting about some of the routines and rhythms that we're putting in place for our family and our art business. So with that said, let's get on to the podcast.
Hello, Laura. How are you going?
I'm really good. I think I'm feeling a lot better than I was last week, starting to get to grips with this new normal that we find ourselves in.
Yeah, I like the way you said that, new normal. Mm. It's starting to feel normal.
Yeah, I think we were in a bit of shock last week.
I know I was.
I just wasn't quite sure what was coming and how we were going to handle things. There's so much on the news about the coronavirus, and like a lot of people, I found myself checking in all the time. And now I'm starting to relax a little bit and get a bit of perspective. Not to take away from how serious this is, but you still got to find a way to, I guess, figure out what your new normal is, don't you? Get some rhythms and routines. So we've been having a lot of conversations about that over the last week or so, because our kids are at home for the first time as far as homeschooling today. So yeah. Today is day one.
Well, today was the first day I was Asher's teacher.
Yes. So we've figured out that we're going to split this role of being, I guess, helping our youngest with his schoolwork while he's doing distance education. And you had your first session this morning while I was here doing some work at the studio. How was it?
Yeah, it was really good, actually, and enlightening, because he's very fidgety and he gets frustrated very easily, and he requires a lot of patience, which I don't have a lot of. So we were kind of meeting halfway, you know, me being as patient as I could be and him not getting as frustrated as he wanted to. And it was good. It was good spending some time with him, you know. I enjoyed spending 2 hours with him, you know, doing stuff together. And now he's playing for a bit while we do this. And you're going to pick up and do something with him later on this afternoon.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it as well, spending some time with him. Because it's so easy with busy lives and art business to kind of just do the bare minimum as a parent. Mm-hmm. And now I've got a whole new appreciation for teachers and what they do. A realization that we haven't been doing enough as parents, you know, with the reading and the sight words and the helping him with his writing and things like that.
Yeah.
So as you said, it's been eye-opening.
Like, I was doing the alphabet with him today. Mm. So we were just doing our letters. And you pick up on these tiny little tricks that they do. So he doesn't read the letters. He does them from his head, even though the letters are in front of him. So he'll make a mistake. And I'll be saying, how are you making that mistake? And then I look at him and he has his eyes closed, you know? Yeah, but seeing him getting frustrated because he'll, like we were doing letters, so we're writing out the alphabet and he'd get to a letter and he wouldn't know what the next letter is. So he'd have to go back and he'd have to sing it. A, B, C, D, E, until he got to the letter that he wanted. And I was laughing because I remember in my old job, one of the guys said, Phil was filling out these forms and every time it came to the month, he'd have to count the month on his fingers to figure out what the number was. And I was like, oh my God, I have to do that too. You mean you know the month number? Because I don't know the month number. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't tell you what November is. I'd have to count the months.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Whereas I just think of the month as the number.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't at all. Like, not even
but
close.
But you write, because you write the number when you write the date.
Yeah, you do. Correct. Yeah. And you would think it was simple.
Yeah.
But then watching Asher do the alphabet.
The same kind of way.
Way that I do the months.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. So unfortunately, Asher may be...
taking after you?
I so didn't want them to. I wanted them to take after you. Anyhow.
Yeah. So there's many people listening who will be in a similar situation to us having children at home. And I think this is going to be the case for quite a long time. We're gearing up at least for all of next term, which is a big change to our lives, our daily lives, and also our art business. So there's lots of things that we have had to think about as far as what are the priorities now. They're different to what they were just a week or two ago.
But you know what's good? We're treating it kind of like the way we treat our business.
Mm.
So we put in our non-negotiables. So one of our non-negotiables is exercising in the morning. Non-negotiable. Breakfast together. Non-negotiable. Schoolwork. Non-negotiable. And then we do our work, non-negotiable.
And one of the things that we've done is we've put our work down the list.
Yes.
Because we know that kids work better in the mornings, or everyone does, but their education is a higher priority than our art business, in a sense. I mean, I know that we still got to pay the bills and things like that, but we can still do that in the afternoon. We can still work on our art business.
Correct.
But one of the things that I was worried about, and this is just to do with, I guess, my personality, is that once I start something, I find it really hard to stop. So I was worried that if I went in and said, oh, I'll just do an hour or two in the morning, emails and things like that, then I wouldn't stop. And next of all, it'll be 3 p.m. and we hadn't even started doing any schoolwork and the kids are like, you know, just pulling food out of the cupboard and everything was chaotic. So we decided that what we needed from the get-go was some structure.
Yeah, and the good thing about it is I finished today at 11:30 and we're sitting down doing this podcast now at, 12:30? So everything from now on is negotiable. So whether I decide to edit this podcast, I can either do that this evening or tomorrow morning. There's a negotiation there.
Yeah.
I'm walking the dog tonight, so it's the kids can come if they want to. Not like this morning. This morning they had to go on the walk.
Yeah, we've decided to make getting up and going for a walk as a family something that we do each morning as a way of staying healthy during all of this, because we know that we're going to be stuck indoors a lot in each other's company. Getting out, getting some fresh air is only going to help.
Yeah.
So that's something that we've decided, and I think it's a great idea. It was your idea. And we're seeing a lot of people in our neighbourhood doing the same thing. A lot of kids going for walks with their parents or on their scooters, bike riding, a lot of physical activity happening, more exercise.
Because the playgrounds are closed now and the skate parks, they're all closed. When I was working with Asher this morning, he was so fidgety and so getting frustrated so easy. And that was after, because I took him on a crazy walk up hills and around and we left you and Sophia behind.
Yeah.
When he came in, I gave him a shower, gave him his breakfast. And my God, I was like, this kid is welled up.
He has so much energy.
It's awesome.
He's a very energetic child.
Yeah, and it's brilliant. And I wouldn't try and control it or anything. You just got to work with it, you know?
And the other thing that you have us doing is a daily chore.
Yes.
Richie's taken control of control's not the right word, but you've come up with some good ideas for our family through this. And one of them is for us to all pitch in together and help out with something around the house each day.
Well, I got stung today because the daily chore was the kitchen, which I haven't done yet. I've tidied it up, but the dishwasher was still running. So
I'm just trying to think, what are some of the things we've been doing? The kids were washing all the outdoor furniture the other day because the weather is very nice here. We're fortunate in that sense that we're in this period of, for lack of a better word, lockdown during a time of the year that's absolutely lovely in Adelaide. So it's our autumn, but it's very spring-like weather. So we figure we'll be outside quite a bit. The kids wash down all of our outdoor furniture. We got a new cushion for our sun lounger to try and make it a nice space to be, just to read a book or...
And there's a couple of jobs around the house. We're getting our winter supply of firewood delivered tomorrow. So as a family, we'll bring all that in and stack it neatly. The gutters need to be cleaned, so we'll do that as a family. The windows need a clean. We'll do that as a family. So we have all these chores and we don't have to get to them straight away. We'll just do them as a daily chore. And again, they're negotiable.
Yeah, because I don't want people listening to think that we have this roster on the fridge where we're just doing all this stuff.
I want that.
It's not quite like that, but we are trying to come up with some things to give us all some structure, particularly the kids, because we know from the school holidays what it's like when they don't have any routines and rhythms. And that's okay for a short period of time. That they need to get into their school being at home and having structure at home. It needs to be a bit different. Home isn't just about relaxing anymore and watching TV and all that. It is actually about doing their work. So we've got to shift the mindset a bit.
Yeah, it's a little bit unfortunate because home for children is supposed to be where they unwind and relax, unfortunately. they're stuck.
Yeah. So we talked about the business going lower down the list of priorities. And I thought we could update people a bit about what that means and some of the decisions that we've made as to what we're going to continue with and maybe what we can park for a little while. And our government keeps using the word hibernation.
It's not a bad word.
And I quite like that idea. There's a few aspects of the art business that are going to go into a bit of hibernation for the next few months. I think this is really important, this simplification, because it is a different time. It is a stressful time. We're trying to be upbeat and optimistic, but we still all are carrying questions and, you know, that unsettling feeling about what this means for us. So keeping things simple is important as far as relieving pressure. So what are we doing? One of the things is that we have this big course that we've been talking about for years on the podcast. And finally, we were getting stuck in and filming it. And we said that we were going to open it up for registration in April. And we were anticipating having most of April as dedicated filming block of time, working on it every day, kids in school. And that's not the case anymore whatsoever. So we have had to postpone that. You know, we were initially going, oh, we'll just push on through and we'll get it done. And then I realized that's just going to make this period even more stressful than it needs to be. So we're going to continue, but just at a much slower pace so that we can maintain the other important priorities of school and home and exercise, and then little bits of filming in between that. So we don't know when that will come out. We'll continue to work on it and update everyone as we progress with it, but it won't be open for registration in April, I can say that much. So that's, I don't know if I said the name of the course, so that's Modern Mixed Media. We've had so many people register their interest for that course, so I do want to apologise for the delays. But I'm sure that people can understand that this is just a different time.
We did that free course.
Yeah, that was another reason for a little bit of postponement. Initially, it was just that we wanted to do something free. And we put out a course called Abstract Collage Creations. And I'll link that in the show notes for this episode if you want to go and check it out. In addition to the time taken to create that course, since then, other things have come to light around the coronavirus and the impacts for us. And so now we have a little bit more postponement just because life is different now.
And we didn't just throw together a free course. Like we put our heart and soul into it.
Yeah, initially it wasn't going to be like that because I always have these ideas that we can just throw something together. But when we actually get into the process, we have our way of doing things. And this free class is just pretty much like any of our other mini classes, a little bit shorter.
Not as in-depth.
Yeah, not as in-depth. And just it's a little bit more simple because I wanted it to be accessible to people, particularly beginners. Our other classes have, I guess, another layer of instruction in them. But otherwise, yeah, this turned into something a bit bigger than what we anticipated.
Yeah, I liked it. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, but we had a great time and it was a wonderful distraction in a way. And as I said, last week we were a bit in shock, I think, with what's going on around the world because we'd been in a bit of a bubble creating that free class, a lovely bubble, enjoying ourselves. And then when the free class is ready to launch, we came out and then started watching the news. And we're like, oh, this is what everyone else has been talking about.
Yeah, and we don't normally watch mainstream TV. How addictive is mainstream TV?
Like just watching the news updates,
yeah.
Or do you mean just TV?
Yeah. And it's the same story over and over again, but I can't stop watching it.
I know. Sophia, our daughter, she keeps saying to me, Mum, why are you watching the news again? Like you watched the news this morning. You do get a bit addicted to it. It's not really healthy though, is it?
Yeah. And we're all talking about the curve and the numbers and ratios and percentages. And
I think I need to go back into my bubble.
YouTube, here I come.
Yeah. What else are we doing? We're just trying to cut our workload so that we're coming in and focusing on one thing and then getting back to our kids and not spending too much time away from them. So today, for example, we're here recording this podcast and we'll be happy to just get that done.
It'll be interesting to see how efficient we can be.
I'm hoping this is an opportunity for me to stop fluffing around and procrastinating and being so perfectionistic about things, because sometimes it takes me so long just to write one paragraph. An example of this is when I write the show notes for the podcast. I don't even want to tell people how long sometimes I spend on the most stupid things.
if you're talking about just writing your list, that doesn't include 2 days before. When you walk around the house saying, what should we do on the podcast? Should we talk about this? Should we talk about that? So like it's a 3-day process.
I know. It's one of the things that I keep saying. I love the podcast. It's our baby. But should I really be spending this much time on the podcast?
I love the way you ask me on a Sunday, what should we talk about? And then I'll say, how about this? No, not that. What about this?
No.
No, not that either. Oh, I have an idea. How about we talk about this? Maybe.
Then
no,
I come
probably
up.
Probably not.
And then do you know what happens? I come back to you on Monday and I go, you know what? I had a great idea about the podcast.
That's the first thing I spoke
and about. It'll be one of your ideas just rehashed as Laura's idea.
Yep. We've spoken about that many times.
I know, but it's a reality.
It is.
Let's
indeed.
Be honest.
It is. But what I've noticed is you have given yourself permission with all of this to paint. And it's a really good change because you would pencil in these days to paint and I would see you getting worried the day before you're due to paint. I don't have anything to paint. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then you'll go in and you'll paint. You'll have a crappy day. And then the following day, you'll be on fire. You'll have like a great studio day. But now that you don't have that worry, I don't see you being anxious. It's like, I'm going to paint when I want to paint. I'm going to paint for a few days this week.
Yeah, well, if there's something beautiful to come out of all this, it's a return to my personal painting practice. Because with the ins and outs of this business, often I am creating, but I'm thinking about, could this be a class? Could this be a podcast episode? But because we're slowing down and taking the pressure off, I've been in the studio the last few days and I've just gone in there just to paint and play around. And that's what I want to do more of during this time, because it's one of the things that I find challenging with running an art business is getting enough time for my own personal painting practice. And a lot of the artists that I've spoken to on the podcast have echoed this. That when you're running workshops, whether that's online workshops or in person, you know, you're very busy and you're thinking about your students all the time. How would you explain this? Would this be a great way to explore this particular material? All that sort of stuff. And it's nice to just take a pause.
Yeah, the words you use to me, you're looking forward to having your own creative time.
Mm.
And I thought that was nice.
It's interesting you talked about going in and being, you know, not having the best painting day. So I went in there. If I'm not painting regularly, I get a bit rusty. Like I don't have that spark, or momentum is probably the word. And I find that it takes a few days in a row before I grab onto an idea and I start to really flow with it. So if anyone else is feeling that way, they get in there and you're happy because you have this creative time, but then when you actually get in front of all your supplies, you feel like a bit blank or lost. And remember, this is a very challenging time we're going through. So things that may have felt easy in the past may not feel as easy. And I experienced a bit of that going into the studio, like, well, what should I paint? What do I want to talk about? You know, stuff that I used to do that I loved suddenly maybe felt a bit like blur. But then that was because my whole mood was a little bit blur, you know, like with everything that's going on. But as I started painting, I started to feel that pull, that creative pull. I always find that creativity just makes things better in the end. It's not always a smooth process, but once I start working through some of those challenges, I do feel that healing benefit of connecting with my creativity. It really takes my mind off things. It's like people being on a treadmill or something, you know, at the gym, where you get into this zone and it's like nothing else matters for a little while. And I think during times like this, having outlets is important. One of the benefits of going into my studio and having this creative time where I'm not worrying about what it's for, whether it's for a class or I'm just slowing right down. And I've wanted this for so long. I've wanted to take a bit of a break, not always feel like there's something else I need to do. A few weeks back, or maybe it was a month or so ago, I talked about suffering with burnout and feeling very exhausted. This carried on for quite a while, and I started to have problems with my sleep. And then with the coronavirus stuff coming on the TV and things, then that added to my stress.
And the fact that you thought you had it.
Oh, yes. And the fact that I thought I was sick and I started freaking out that I had all the symptoms. And
What was the quote you gave me? You said, Richie, everyone is out there practicing social distancing and I'm practicing my paranoia.
Yeah, that's right. So I went through this period of practicing my paranoia on a daily basis.
I have a fever. I have a pain in my chest.
Yeah. These were, I think, anxiety symptoms that were starting to play out as viral symptoms. But anyway, I've lost my train of thought now. So I'd been wanting to slow down, but I hadn't had a reason to. So even though I was kind of going through the motions, I was still like obsessing over things and working really hard. In fact, the last couple of weeks, you know, I'd been getting home quite late. It's only now that I'm starting to stop, because in a way it's been forced upon me to slow down. It's a blessing.
We're being forced to do a lot of things. Like, I'm being forced to do Asher's alphabet. We're being forced to exercise. We're being forced to walk the dog. We're being forced to be cohesive as a family. And you're being forced to find your creativity, or to allow yourself to be creative.
Yeah, well, to slow down for a start, and then, you know, allow myself to be creative without any pressure. So there's been a lot of blessings so far. I mean, I know that there's a hard road ahead and we don't know what that's going to look like. But in our day-to-day life at the moment, in this new normal that we're trying to figure out, we are finding some good things, realizing that maybe this is something that needed to happen for us in order for us to get back to those values that we talk about all the time on the podcast, but we have to walk the talk.
Again, as I said last week, there's people out there doing it a lot tougher than we are. You're locked in your house, you've lost your job, you know, your landlord is knocking down the door. There's other stresses.
Mm.
But whether you like it or not, you're going to be forced into some kind of action. Just try and make whatever way you react to this, try your best to react positively.
Well, that's all we have control of, is how we respond to things. That's where we have choice. And it's not always easy, but we can choose how we show up in a crisis. We get that choice. We're choosing how we respond to this. That's meant, you know, making some decisions that are going to have a positive impact on our life going forwards.
Yeah, it's either the mayor of New York or the governor of New York. He said it, you know. He says it's easy to be great when things are going great. He says, now I need all of you guys to be great when things are not great.
It's wonderful to see how people are responding to this crisis, like to walk out and see that people are staying home or checking on their neighbours. Like, I had a lovely chat with our neighbour the other day, just letting each other know if we needed anything, you know, that sort of thing. So you're seeing people really care about human beings.
And she is the typical, she had a catering business. It's all gone. Well, it's not gone, but it's closed down. She's never signed on to the dole. Now she's looking at that as a reality. She has very, very high risk people in her family.
Mm.
And it was awesome you having that conversation with her when Sophia was with you, because Sophia's young and doesn't really see the world for what it is.
Yeah.
And when you're talking to her neighbor, Sophia's like, oh, this is actually real. It affects real people.
Well, both of them, you know, they didn't really understand the seriousness of it, but they're starting to, through hearing more stories, realizing that they have a role to play in protecting others and that it's not just about them. When we're young, sometimes even when we're older, you know, we think everything just revolves around ourselves. And what is wonderful about this is that it's getting everybody to think about how their actions impact upon others. So I've just had a thought while we're chatting, because we've had the last two episodes, so including this one, we've chatted about the coronavirus and the impact on our family and the changes that we're making to our lives and our business. But we do want to get back into talking about other topics. What would people find helpful and soothing over the next few weeks? So if you can send us a message, or you can do a voice message, I understand you can do something fancy like that on podcasting platforms.
You sound like a 60-year-old lady.
Fancy.
Send it over on the interweb.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bit like that when it comes to these things. People send me voice messages and I'm like, wow, that's advanced. But anyway, there's this thing that you can do where you can send us a voice message letting us know what you would like to hear on the podcast. Or you can send us an email. We have an email address that Richie often is behind the scenes on, and it is laurahornartinfo@gmail.com. Or you can seek us out on Instagram, Facebook, all those sorts of places. Let us know. We will be around on the interwebs, getting a feel for what you would like to hear us chat about over the next few weeks.
And it can be anything. It can be technical, it can be art, it can be lifestyle, it can be business, whatever. We're in.
We're in, and we'd really just love to open it up. You know, it could be a Q&A. We want to talk about the things that you want to hear about. You know, we've chatted about what we're doing, but we want to hear from you. Thanks everyone for tuning in this week, and don't forget to head on over to laurahornart.com/resources, where we have the free class, abstract collage creations and all sorts of other stuff, vlog episodes and things like that, that you might want to enjoy over the next few weeks. I also want to let you know that Minimal Magic is the featured class this month, so if you want to continue your collage journey, that class is 20% off using the coupon code MAR20IN20. So I'll spell that out, MAR20IN20. And I'll link that in the show notes as well. That coupon expires on the 19th of April, 2020.